it, and once again, I wish everyone else would refuse to call these numbers too. And I think the 900 area code is one of the biggest rip-offs that the phone company has ever thought of. 50 cents for one fucking call? Come on. Don't call 976 numbers, either locally or 900. Please. Well, that's about it for now. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Side 2. Keep listening for the news here on Feedback.
Huh? Oh, a glass of water for me? Thanks, Rock. Hey, I'm fading away.
Yeah, like an old soldier.
But I don't get it.
It's really very simple and quite clear. You're transparent.
Oh, no!
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah. Get down!
Work out!
Let's go, Tim!
That's right, it's the Feedback News, compiled every so often by the largest telephone entertainment news staff, with Brian W. Feedback and Stephen Z. Blupline. Feedback News will continue in a moment. Well, good morning, Steve.
Is this a rerun or what?
No, this is the real thing. 1980 edition of Feedback News.
You're kidding. I didn't write anything.
Don't tell me that. And, well, in the Feedback Factual News this time, boy, it's been a while. 9-year-old Debbie Lopez sued Robert Hill for $15,000 after the defendant allegedly bruised her with a plastic paw while performing his routine as Winnie the Pooh at Disneyland. Hill, who appeared at the California trial in his bear costume, testified that he had actually struck Lopez with one of his wiggling plastic fur-covered ears and that he had been pushed from behind. After successfully demonstrating the, quote, cautious and prudent manner which he walks around Disneyland, Hill nuzzled the court reporter and was acquitted. UPI. Well, a Toledo, Ohio woman suffering from tendonitis bought a pair of crutches, believing they would make it easier for her to get around. She tripped over one of them soon afterwards and broke her leg. South Bend Tribune.
Another one with a moral, right?
I guess so. Valerie Taylor, one of the underwater photographers used in Jaws and Jaws 2, was recently attacked by a shark off the coast of California. According to marine experts, the species that bit her rarely attacks humans. Whoa. UPI. Well, Wan Li, a former employee at the People's Bank of China, was tried for embezzling $52,000 from his office in Peking and sentenced to 15 years in prison. Charging the term was excessive, Wan appealed his case to the Chinese Supreme Court, which reviewed the case, ruled the punishment handed down by the lower court was inadequate, and sentenced Wan to death. Zodiac News Service. Well, a 4-year-old boy from Seymour, Missouri, died during a Memorial Day visit to the grave of his grandfather. The tombstone fell on his head. UBI. Father Rene Fabre, a Catholic priest who ran home for a mentally handicapped children... No, who ran a home? Yes, okay, one more time. Father Rene Fabre, a Catholic priest who ran a home for mentally handicapped children in Montpellier, France, was sentenced to 10 years in prison for hanging a 13-year-old epileptic to death in a straitjacket. Fabre testified that the child was being punished for, quote, disrupting a Sunday mass with incoherent noises, unquote. He also admitted to other disciplinary abuses, such as stuffing girls' mouths with bird droppings and immersing their heads in toilets. Quote, these aren't really methods, Fabre stated, but rather tricks that I've invented. The conditioning of the handicapped by violence is necessary to compel them to acquire a sense of responsibility, he said. The priest went on to assure the court that his tricks, quote, worked. UPI. Right. Well, finally, 3 teenagers burglarized the delicatessen in Garwood, New Jersey, taking $291 in cash, 48 cartons of cigarettes, $214 in lottery tickets, a loaf of bread, and a large ham. 90 minutes after the crime was reported, police stopped one of the burglars for a traffic violation and noticed a piece of ham on his back seat. The meat was shown to the delicatessen owner, who identified it as the type of ham taken from his store, but claimed that a major portion of the ham was still missing. Police developed further leads the following day and obtained a warrant to search an apartment rented by another of the burglars. There they found a 5-pound, 2-ounce slab of ham in the refrigerator and arrested the suspect when the ham in the refrigerator was fitted together with the chunk found in the back seat of the car and shown to be, quote, morphologically compatible, unquote. The three defendants face a possible 10 years in prison. Elizabeth, New Jersey, Daily Journal.
This shows you why Jews have a law against eating ham.
Oh, is that why it is?
It'll land you in jail.
I guess so.
You can take so.
I guess so. Feedback News continues now with the gossip. Here's Stephen Z. Boopline.
Luckily, I wrote it while I was listening to him.
Right. Well,
you know, Dan Dualphase is in jail again.
Oh, no.
That's right. He's got to be in jail or I couldn't run this thing. It seems that there was a disturbance on Sunset and Highland last week when thousands of cars stopped traffic for hours. It seems that the drivers have been led to believe that there was a Bob's Big Boy restaurant there, which was in actuality Dan, who was trying to sell maps to Stars Homes. The Hollywood intersection was closed with people waiting for car hops and hot fudge cake. Dan was charged with obstructing traffic, wearing cardboard overalls, selling maps without a passport, and immersing a dwarf in tartar sauce. The last charge still to be owned.
Right.
You bet. Well, it seems Valley Connection is thriving after limiting its callers to men over 23 who voted Republican and prefer small curd to large curd cottage cheese, and females over 22 who wear earrings made of solder and make scales which tell your weight, say, one at a time, please. I'll put those jokes in there somehow. Yeah. Seems phone personality Steve 24 was accidentally mailed to Portland, Oregon.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, yes. Steve was walking around interviewing people in the streets of Pasadena when someone, thinking he was a lost package, slapped some stamps on his forehead and placed him in a mailbox. Phone freaks everywhere will be relieved to know that Steve's name, 24, does not mean that there are 23 others. Don't know what that has to do with him being a package, but I don't write this. Well, the election is over, and Ronald Reagan, America's second fascist from California, has been elected, once again proving the mentality of a nation where disco music and designer jeans thrive. Feedback News contacted Jimmy Carter to ask about his future plans. The former president said that running a comment line has not been far from his mind, and Ed Muskie or Ted Kennedy are currently being considered to pick up the phone and press play on the tape machine. Susan Amos, the Bell Company's home consultant, was unavailable for comment. I don't know why she would comment on this. This is getting stranger and stranger. And Brian left. And speaking of Dualphase, Dan recently unveiled his new number, 769-9300, the Dualphase supplementary number. Dan is also reportedly starting Dualphase cross-connection, dyeing his hair blonde and losing a lot of weight, having the movie maker grow a beard and a sense of humor. When that sentence doesn't work. When asked about this, Dan replied that he was very busy working on Dualphase's fourth year of telephone stuff, I guess you would call it, right?
Well, Steve, look who's bringing the Valley News in Reseda. Eric Hartman likes delivering the Valley News because of the earnings. Hartman, age 10 of Reseda, has been a Valley News carrier for 3 months. He's a fifth grader at Newcastle School. In his leisure time, he enjoys swimming, bicycling, stamp collecting, and reading architectural journals.
Well, Steve, I think that's it, huh?
And that's it.
I think that's the best news I've heard in years.
Well, at least I knew where to find all of this old music. We now return back to North Hollywood where...
Now back to North Hollywood where people are having the phone stick to the top of their roof.
Right.
In our last episode, the Titanic twosome inadvertently drove their Adam-powered Woody... Adam-powered Woody... into the Surf City Reservoir, where at that very moment, the parasitic physician and sick scientist, Dr. Vitamin, is approaching to infect the water supply in the reservoir.
Perilous plundering on my part, boy blunder. I suggest we swim to the surface before we drown.
Holy breath, Captain!
Chum, we have no time to waste if we are to prevent that abscess anarchist from poisoning the water supply. Quickly to the surface.
As our heroes arise from the watery depths, they suddenly spot the infected informer approaching the reservoir.
There they are, Captain Dan. Can we swim to the edge in time?
I doubt it. If we can, young friend.
Oh, wrongful ruin.
Meanwhile, at the reservoir's edge...
Hand me the thumb vials. I shall pour the contents into the water supply, ridding the earth of these warmongering imperials once and for all.
Yes, most honorable husband and doctor.
Suddenly, a giant tidal wave sweeps the treacherous two, Dr. Vitamin and Hypo, away from the reservoir. Later, at the Surf City Jail.
Good work, Titanic Tusa.
You did a great job.
But Dr. Vitamin has something to ask you in his cell.
Go ahead and invite him in, Vitamin.
Vitamin!
Cool it. Dr. Vitamin, eh?
Oh, my.
Dr. Vitamin, see? You should never have tried your wicked methods here in Surf City.
Holy protestant.
Oh, Captain John. How did you create that tidal wave?
Well, you see, Vitamin, I used my mystical power granted to me by the little old lady.
My
power breath.
About that power breath. Did you ever think of using Corette, Captain Jan?
Hey, good morning. This is Irene in Granada Hills. I called earlier, but something happened. You asked how old I was, and I'm 14. Then I wanted to say is I thought about a lot when I said over the phone a couple days ago, and I'm still here. I know I should listen to my parents a lot and everything, but sometimes they drive you crazy. You know how it is. I just wanted to know if I can still talk to you on a weekly basis and go ahead with these talks I've been telling you. Now what's really driving me crazy are my brothers. I wanted to know if there's any way that they wouldn't drive me crazy or if they can at least be a little nicer so I can shift my mind and
yeah. Right. Fourth or overdrive. No, you can call us, sure, on a weekly basis. And about your brothers, I mean, what is it that they're doing that's bugging you?
Steve? It's legal in England, Marion.
brothers, huh? There are a wide range of commercial poisons that are sold, such as...
He's not serious.
Is it a he?
Gee.
Oh, I don't know.
You're not serious.
Listen, he's the one who said listen to your parents. I don't agree with that, you know. I mean, if I listened to my parents right now, I'd be a doctor, you know, and I wouldn't be making tapes for you guys.
Well, we've really got a whole phone load of comments to go, and we'll get to those on next week's recording. Mobile Monolith is up, 508-9264. The input line is 982-6999. Because of the amount of comments we have left, I will take comments this week on Thursday only. So leave them then. Good bald.